Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't feel worthy to stand up here, and I stand before you a sinner saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
I'm that man that lived in the tombs, and the Lord found me. I'd like to read, I'm not going to read this, this is just some notes for me. I'd like to read Acts chapter 8, verse 29. And the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. Philip was a man of God. A man from Ethiopia had gone to Jerusalem to worship. And he was reading scripture, the 53rd Psalm, in fact, and he didn't understand it. And the Lord sent a man to him to explain what the 53rd Psalm was about, or the 53rd chapter of Isaiah was about. I've experienced that. I was reading my Bible at work, and a man come up to me and asked me, Understandest what thou readest?
Amen.
And I had to be honest with him, I didn't know. We began to talk, and we started having Bible study at lunchtime at work. And he convinced me that the Primitive Baptist was the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what I had believed and what I'd been taught all my life was a lie. A couple of months ago, I was laying on the examining table of the doctor's office. I was going to have an ultrasound to check my blood flow to my brain. And yes, I have a brain such as it is. But the little girl that come in to do the ultrasound to me, as soon as she walked in the door, I noticed she was upset about something. And she seemed real distracted in what she was doing. And in my concern, I asked, I said, is everything okay? And she began to cry. Said, no, my favorite grandfather had just passed away, and I've just found out about it. And I'm afraid that he's going to go to hell. Because he never went to church, and he never accepted Christ as his Savior. Well, that's what I used to believe. Until I had somebody tell me different and show me different in Scripture.
Amen.
And my heart went out to her, because I knew she was in turmoil, and I knew she needed some comfort. So I began to talk to her. And I asked her, have you ever read in the scripture when Jesus comes back that he will gather all the people and he will place some on his right hand and some on his left hand? She said, yeah, I've read that before, but I don't remember the whole story. And I started to tell her how that Jesus said to the people on the right, Come into my kingdom, prepared to you from the foundations of the world. For when I was hungry, you gave me meat. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was naked, you clothed me. And I don't remember all the other things, but the people, they were confused. They said, When did we do this to you, Lord? They didn't even realize that they were doing something for the Lord.
That's right.
And Jesus said, Whenever you did this to the least of my children, you've done it to me. Then I took her to Galatians chapter 5, 22, where it gives the fruits of the Spirit of God's children, love, faith, And her face changed. And I said, "What kind of man was your father?" "Oh, I remember him feeding people out of his garden. I remember him fixing a porch for a lady, an old lady who her front steps up to her porch was broken, and he fixed it for her. And how he took care of my grandmother when she was bedridden. I remember both my grandparents feeding people." Now, this is back in the early days. She called them hobos, would come by and knock on the back door asking for food. And I told her, I said, "Hon, you've just described children of God to me." And a smile come on her face. She finished my exam, and she began to walk me to the door, the exit door. I could tell she wanted to give me a hug, but I walked out the door before she could. I don't know that girl's name. I don't know what church she was affiliated with. But I know this. I think she learned something about the grace of God right then. And I just wanted to share that to you, because I walked away on cloud nine. I did. And I thank God for the opportunity to be able to give that girl some comfort. Thank you.